ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Habib qulubana wa tabib nufusana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'asumin al-mukarrameen. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum, inshallah. Wherever you are in the world and you're hearing us, you're being with us in this program, inshallah, you're finding this program in the best state of health and faith. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in fact, is teaching us life lessons to be able to improve the quality of our faith, which eventually causes the quality of our life to be improved. And in the hereafter, we become prosperous. And a big and essential portion of success in this dunya and in the hereafter is to be able to care for our surroundings. As Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, where Imam Sajjad is teaching us to seek refuge from shaitan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from his instigations, and his trickery and his traps. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam also teaches us in this 14th phrase of the dua that Allahumma ja'alna fi nazma a'da'ih. O Allah, place us in the ranks of his enemies. And wa'azilna an idadi awliya'ih. And remove us from the number of his friends. La nuti'u lahu idha istahwana. That we obey him not, that we stop obeying him when he makes temptations to us, when he entices us. And وَلَا نَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِذَا دَعَانَا. And we do not answer him when he calls to us. Let's take a break to come back to the good part.
رَبَّنَا A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and his creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to his proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, again, we are together for spending the next few minutes on the book Sahifa Sajjadiyah, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us and coaching us, in fact, to be able to confront with shaitan with the lessons that he teaches us in the language of supplication. He says, نَأْمُرُ بِمُنَاوَاتِهِ مَنْ أَطَاءَ أَمْرَنَا. So that we command everyone who obeys our command to be his enemy, right? Not only you become the enemy of shaitan, not only you stop siding with shaitan, but whoever that obeys you. And here, whoever obeys you, meaning that whoever listens to you, not necessarily someone who is inferior to you. Yes, I am head of an office. I am a doctor. I have people who are working under my position, right? I am an imam, a leader of a society, a congregation, you name it, right? But that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes the people who are above you, but they're still listening to you. They're caring about what you say. You're having influences on them. مَأْمُرُ بِمُنَاوَاتِهِ مَنْ أَطَاءَ أَمْرَنَا. And here it says those stop this mood, this mentality that says, invites you, hey, why do you care about others? This is not your business. Leave your life, right? Leave everything that you have and live your life. Don't care about anyone. Don't care about your surroundings. That's not the case. If you're living in a nice neighborhood and stop caring about your lawn mowing, what do the other neighbors would tell you? They start knocking on your door and say, hey, stop doing this. You know, you're making this neighborhood to look ugly. Start taking care of your house, right? Everything is looking bad. Same here applies to the ideology that if you're trying to be the enemy of Shaitan, not only yourself, but also the people who are around you and they listen to you. You know, one of the conditions that Amr bil Ma'ruf, commanding for good, becomes wajib is when you have a high percentage of hope. There's a high probability that whatever you say to them, to be inviting them to good, is going to be accepted by them, right? It's going to come into effect. If you do not give such probability, if you do not have any hope that they will not listen to you, if someone is removing their scarf, they don't care about hijab anymore. And even if you tell them that, please, you know, observe Islamic hijab, they wouldn't be caring. Then that's not your responsibility. Let's take a quick break here. Stay tuned with us.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, in this last portion, what I want to emphasize on is that we are living in a society. That living in a society requires or brings for us a responsibility to care about our surroundings because we are all living together. If someone brings a hazardous material into the neighborhood, for example, if someone is suffering from a certain virus or certain infection, right, he's going to pass it on to others. You're not going to be like, this is your own business. This is during COVID. You don't tell people, hey, you know, if you're not wearing your mask, it's okay. You require them to wear masks. You start enforcing vaccination and so on and so forth. Because you're like, if you're sick, I'll get sick too. وَنَأْمُرُ بِمُنَاوَاتِهِ مَنْ أَطَاءَ أَمْرَنَا. We command everyone who obeys our command to be his enemy. The people who are listening to us, hey, know that. Stay alert. You are siding with Shaitan once you're doing this. وَنَعِذُ عَنْ مُطَابَعَتِهِ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ زَجْرَنَا. And we admonish everyone who follows our prohibition not to follow him. Whoever gets accepts our wa'd, accept our words, accepts and follows us to not follow Shaitan, to stop following Shaitan. And that is the part that is very important. So in this last portion, what I want to emphasize on is that caring for others and caring for our surroundings, especially when it comes to reminding everyone that following Shaitan is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us not to do and wanted us to stay away from, is of high importance. Inshallah, we get success in doing that. And as we said, the preliminary step for reaching such level is to be able to start within ourselves, not to side with shaitan, and to stay alert, to be able to remain in the side and party of his enemies, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد